With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and America's top trade negotiator Jamison Greer ending talks for the day with several high-ranking Chinese officials. That meeting in Switzerland, they were hoping to de-escalate a dispute that threatens to cut off trade between the world's two biggest economies. Those talks, by the way, resume Sunday morning. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says he's confident Republicans will pass the president's tax cut plan, but he expects lawmakers to try to add provisions important to them in Mr. Trump's measure.
I'm actually a little more worried about that there could be some things in the bill that individual senators want that when we discover what they are, everybody says, oh, there's more log rolling, and there's going to be some of that. But I think at the end of the day, they'll get there.
Talent adding, it is time to get the job done.
He said, we're not going to allow any grandstanding. And I, you know, so if you haven't staked out a claim in advance and what you want is not broadly consistent with the goals of the bill or the other imperatives in the bill, you're not going to get it. I think you're going to have to vote for it anyway.
Talent making his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Earthquake earlier today in Tennessee, and it was felt in parts of Georgia and North Carolina as well. U.S. Geological Survey says the quake had a preliminary magnitude of 4.1. Very little, if any, damage, and officials say there have been zero reports of anybody being hurt. Air traffic controllers directing planes into Newark, New Jersey, losing radar for the second time in 2 weeks. The FAA says the radar went blank for 90 seconds Friday. Same thing happened April 28th. This is SRN News. AI is gradually being embraced by Christians.
According to the State of the Church Tech 2025 report, more and more congregations are beginning to use artificial intelligence in their day-to-day operations. But very few pastors are letting that technology anywhere near their sermons. The use of AI by churches has gone up 80% across all ministries. The bulk of the work that AI is doing for congregations concerns communications, making social media posts, and generating emails. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Chief Justice John Roberts appears to hold the key vote on whether the Supreme Court will follow or rather allow the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school in Oklahoma. Roberts, the only justice whose vote seemed in doubt after the court heard more than 2 hours of arguments last month. That case involves St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School in Oklahoma. This is SRN News. Ukraine has arrested two people that on suspicion of spying for Hungary.
The Security Service of Ukraine says the two suspects, both former members of the Ukrainian military, have been detained and face charges of treason, which is punishable by life imprisonment. It's the first time in Ukraine's history that a Hungarian espionage operation had been discovered, the statement adds. The activities of the suspected spies were focused on the Zakarpattia region of western Ukraine, which borders Hungary and is home to a sizable Hungarian ethnic minority. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States now up to 1,000 confirmed cases of measles. Texas posting one of the lowest counts of the newly confirmed cases since its large outbreak began 3 months ago. Still, the Lone Star State has the vast majority of cases with 709 confirmations. More details at srnnews.com.